Blog Talk Radio.
If you love America, you're among friends here.
Okay, it's been a couple of weeks since I've had a show. This last week I went off to Indiana and traveled the country a little bit. And it was rather interesting because here in New Mexico, and my opening story is about the supposed queen of New Mexico, our governor, but everybody, when they're outside walking around all alone or in a car all alone or whatever, wears a mask. And the reason for that is because our governor, who is an idiot anyway, has the native population of New Mexico totally scared to death. And I can see in 5 years, maybe even less, symptoms of what is going on now starting to ruin people's lives, because always wearing a mask, you are putting your health at risk. Now, our Queen of New Mexico has decided, against the ruling of the state legislature, by the way, that she's going to spend the federal money that the state was given the way that she wants to. But the battle for America is at hand. America is starting to finally wake up, and that's even here in New Mexico and even in California. But they are still voting in Democrats who do nothing but hurt this country. And when will the people finally really rise up and stop this insanity from the left? And that's all it is, just insanity. 2 weeks ago, Kyle Rittenhouse was found not guilty. And what has happened since then? There's been riots. Arizona State leftists have rioted and decided that they don't want a murderer in their college, and they're rioting to get him out of there. Well, for one thing, Kyle Rittenhouse was exonerated, just like President Trump was. But the left doesn't seem to understand that when the courts say you've been exonerated, that you're innocent. It's over. But the left doesn't think that way. They think that, well, we think he's guilty, so therefore he is. It doesn't matter what the courts say. And this has got to stop, folks, and we have to put a stop to this, because if we don't, this whole idea of a free America is a thing of the past. And I'm not saying this just to be scaremongering or anything else. I'm saying this to let you people know what is going on here is Americans who are being completely told a lie by the media, because the media doesn't know how to tell the truth anymore, think that what the left is saying is right when it is 180 degrees out of phase with being right. Now, like I said, I traveled from New Mexico to Indiana. And that whole trip was actually rather eye-opening, because once I left New Mexico, I saw very, very, very few people wearing masks. In stores, in restaurants, I saw very, very few signs even saying that masks were required. Here in New Mexico, you walk up to Walmart and it says, due to the governor's mandate, masks must be worn. Well, I don't, for one thing. I always walk into Walmart, no masks. I had to go down to the junkyard today to get me a new water pump for my car. Into the junkyard, folks, you have to wear a mask. Once you're in there, it doesn't matter. You can take the thing off. And what had happened was I went down there with a mask, wore it to go in And I set it down on a car out there, and I have no idea where it's at because I walked out without it. But this whole insanity of masks has got to stop. And even in California, there are Democratic mayors of cities who are going against Biden. And Biden's sitting there acting like he's completely being supported by the Democrat Party. No, he's not. He's lost about half of them. There are right now about 75% of the people who totally disagree with what he says and what he's doing. And Jen Psaki. Most people don't believe what she's saying either. But she constantly says things like, well, I'm not running a popularity contest. No, you're not, but you need to be doing the right things, you dumb bunny. Welcome to the show.
But what we saw in that Senate today was a cowardly group of Republicans who apparently have no option to see.
Show me where it said that protests are supposed to be polite and peaceful.
Do something about your dad's immigration practices, you feckless.
They go low, he kicks.
How do you resist the temptation to run up and wring her neck?
The biggest terror threat in this country is white men. Most of them radicalized right on to the right.
I thought he should have punched him in the face. So even if you lost, he insulted your wife.
Yes.
He came down the escalator and called Mexicans rapists and murderers. He said, well, what do you think I should have done? So I think you should have punched him in the face and then gotten out of the race. You would have been a hero.
I'd like to punch him in the face. If I said we were in high school, I'd take him behind the gym and beat the hell out of him.
Punch some people in the face!
When was the last time an actor assassinated a president?
It's amazing how people try to frame everything racially, and how they create divisions among our society.
That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Welcome to hour number one of NWCR Radio with your host, Robert Garding. This is Duke Brooks of Radio Free Delmarva from 92.7 WGMD, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware. And I'm proud to introduce my friend Robert as we fight to protect the America we know and love. Through the silver microphone of freedom with the voice of reason in this unreasonable world, you're listening to NWCR Radio, broadcast through the CNM network in Albuquerque, New Mexico, from our Freedom Studio. And now, here's Robert.
We are back. I'm using my regular microphone tonight because I really didn't do too much planning on this show. Like I said, I have the chat room open, but I do not expect to have too much of anybody in there tonight. But, you know, it's like I was saying here, we have to start doing what we can to right this ship that we call America. And the reason for it is comes in several different stories. And one of them is from the Pinion Post, folks. And the headline of it is Queen of New Mexico, New Mexicans react to MLG abusing power and defying the court's don't know what the heck happened here. There it is. Get rid of that. Defying the court's rulings. On Thursday, it was revealed that scandal-ridden alleged serial groper Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham spent federal funds totaling about $283,000, despite the state Supreme Court ruling that by unilaterally spending funds, it is abusing her power and violating the Constitution. But it appears the governor doesn't care, because she's spending the federal cash anyway, a big middle finger to the legislature of the state, despite the unanimous Supreme Court ruling against her. Now we have to stop and think about this, folks, because the Democrats in this country seem to think that even when the legislature rules against them, that doesn't mean a damn thing. New Mexicans reacted to the news with Senator Jacob Candelaria, which is that one guy I was telling you about I don't like. He's suddenly swinging a little bit right, little bit left. He said the Supreme Court's order entered on November 18th made it perfectly clear that the governor had no one under her control, shall not transfer, encumber, commit, expend on appropriate or appropriate any additional funds out of the American Rescue Plan Act account, the state treasury, absent legislative appropriation. Candelaria was one of the senators who filed suit against Lujan Grisham's abuse of power here. The legislature did not appropriate the fund transfer. So this to me is a pretty serious, clear and glaring violation of the Supreme Court's order, and makes clear that despite the Supreme Court's order, this administration chose to spend out of this fund illegally and in direct violation of the court's order, he told the Santa Fe New Mexican. Senator Greg Baca, Republican of Valencia, who was one of the senators on the lawsuit, wrote on Twitter, "This is possibly a sanctionable offense." Possibly? I think it is. The governor is not a monarch, but she seems to think she is. The president is not a monarch, but Biden seems to think he is. See where this is going, folks? And nobody in the media or anywhere else is saying it is a presidency, not a monarchy. Remember when Trump was president, how the media and everybody was saying that he was acting like a monarch? No, he wasn't. He was acting like a president. It is Biden who is acting like a monarch. It is Grisham who is acting like a monarch. They get told by the legislature not to do something, and they go ahead and do it anyway. Like the legislature has no right to tell them what to do. Sadly, the legislature does have the right to tell them what to do, and they were right in telling Grisham that she couldn't do what she's doing. She is wrong for doing what she did. Now, my question is, when will this be too much? When will this finally hit the American people and say, hey, now wait a minute here. We're not being represented at all. I know our governor is not representing the people of New Mexico. She's representing herself. And that is it. She is representing herself. And that is all. She doesn't give a flying rat's ass about the New Mexicans and what they feel or what they are going through because of her. And there's one senator here in the state, Yvette Harrell, which I have talked about before, who is trying to push a bill right now to use New Mexican funds, build the border wall for New Mexico in New Mexico's sector. I mean, Texas is doing it. And I think Arizona's getting part of that, part of it done. But this is something that we need to do. America has enemies, folks. The Democrats don't think so because the Democrats are friends with all the enemies of the United States. And until the American people start waking up and figuring this little gem of truth out, America is in trouble. And that's just the way that it is. America is in trouble. We are being forced down the rabbit hole. But back to this story here in New Mexico. The state Republican Party decried the senator's the governor's abuse of power via Chairman Steve Pierce, who said, quote, "This is another example of the governor acting like a dictator and ignoring the other equal branches of government." Now, that's something that I have brought up many times. The governor mandated that we wear masks here. The governor mandated that the stores told everybody that it was state law that masks should be worn. It wasn't a state law because she did not go through the co-equal branches of government to get it passed as a state law. And in this, she is not doing that either. She's just spending the money. She's just figuring, well, I'm at the top of the heap now. I can figure out how to spend this money, and I'm going to do it myself. But it's like Steve Pierce of the Republican Party of New Mexico said, this is another example of the governor acting like a dictator and ignoring the other equal branches of government. What she has done is contemptible, wrong, and dishonors the office of governor. She must be held accountable for openly defying the Supreme Court, and such action must not be tolerated. This governor continues to think she is the law of the land, and time and time again, she has violated her own rules and policies. She is not the queen of New Mexico to do as she pleases. She has to adhere to our Constitution and understand that our government has checks and balances. Unquote. And there it is, folks. It may be coming from a Republican, but there's the truth. Our government was set up with checks and balances, and the Democrats are in the process of getting rid of them all. And as long as this is being allowed, folks, America is being flushed down the toilet. The problem with that is, so are our freedoms, folks. Our freedoms are being flushed down the toilet like they don't even matter. And if you want the truth of the matter here, to people like Lujan Grisham, Gavin Newsom, Whitmer of Michigan, and the new governor of New York, and Biden and Harris, our freedoms don't matter a hill of beans to them. They want them gone as quickly as they can possibly do it. And they think that right now they have the means to do it. And hello, Bringing It Boy. Good to see you there. But going on to what was being said here, the Republican House leader, Jim Townsend, Republican of Artesia, wrote, quote, hey, this quote, this administration, as directed by Michelle Lujan Grisham, has unilaterally grabbed power and ignored the Constitution, apparently caring about the rule of law for 632 long days. She has sidelined the people's representatives and senators in favor of a near dictatorship that excludes even her colleague Democrat leaders in spending money willy-nilly. Now, this whole thing, when it comes to the federal money that has been put in here, the Senate, the legislature of New Mexico voted unanimously that she does not have the right to spend this money. And she's gone against that. She has gone ahead and spent the money, even though she was told unanimously by the legislature of New Mexico that she could not. bringing a boy in the chat room asking what kind of trip was I on. I thought maybe you might be out going for those smash and grab that's going out of style. No, I actually drove from New Mexico to Indiana, and it was a rather interesting trip, because once I left New Mexico, I saw very few people with masks on. I saw few people doing anything that even resembled that there was a so-called pandemic going on. And when I got to Indiana, I saw a few people wearing masks, but for the most part, most didn't. Get back here to New Mexico, and it's like I'm back in Scaresville again. Everybody's scared to death, and everybody's wearing a mask, even when they're driving alone in a car. So it was rather refreshing to get out of the state for a little bit. Went to visit family in Indiana for Thanksgiving, and it was rather nice. We got stuck out there because we ran out of money. Yeah, I'm not really sure if I... Yeah, I was on Earth, actually. It was a fun trip. It really was. And my wife wants to go back for Christmas, which means that in another 2 weeks, we're going to be going back again, if I allow it. I don't think that it's something that we should do this quickly, because the car needs work. She wants me to get my car fixed, which won't take too much to do, because I got the water pump for it today. But we have to try and save money. And we take my car, and it's going to use at least twice as much gas as her car does. So... But we enjoyed the trip. I enjoyed it until we ran out of money anyway. But I think on the 24th, I will not be doing a show. And probably on the 31st, I will not be doing a show. So those 2 weeks, I will not probably be doing a show, because I will probably be back in Indiana, which is someplace I do not want to go to. But it was really neat to be able to get out and see what the rest of the, you know, like Texas, God, nobody there wore a mask. It was a really awesome time to go through that state. And then we went through Oklahoma. That was another one. Nobody wore masks. There were no signs on the windows when you went into stores or restaurants or anything else saying you had to wear a mask to enter. I just didn't see any. In Indiana, there were a few. Walmart had a sign out there saying that you must wear a mask to enter, but nobody did. It's just kind of like the same thing here. Walmart says that you must wear a mask, but if you have a medical condition that doesn't allow that, then you are allowed not to. Well, I don't, and nobody says anything to me about it in here. But It was really fun to go out and see what the rest of the country was like, because I know being stuck here in New Mexico, it's like you're in a prison, you must wear a mask, you must do this, you must do that. The governor is now saying in order to be fully vaccinated, you have to have 3 shots, you know, one regular and 2 boosters. And when that doesn't work, she's going to probably say 4. But they actually here in New Mexico have a lawsuit written against the governor for what she has done. And the state Republican Party decried the governor's abuse of power via Chairman Steve Pierce have really come down on her for this. He added, actually, Republican House Leader Jim Townsend added that we hear more and more whispers in back rooms and about the damage Lujan Grisham is doing within her party, and we see damage done to our state. Well, in our state, we've got about 45% of the small businesses that used to be here are no longer around. They're effectively killed. They're effectively gone. And there was a whole strip mall that was north of here, up Wyoming, close to where the church that I go to is. A whole strip mall suddenly became empty over the last couple of months, and they tore the buildings down this last week. So it really doesn't look good here in New Mexico for what's going on. But I will be right back after these messages, and we'll get to the next story.
Looking for fake news? You won't find it here. Conservative Nation Media, America's best truth detector. Conservative Nation Media, or CNM, is pleased to announce the return of Black by Color Only with Vincent Brown. Earlier this summer, Vincent took time off for the summer to do some things that he wanted to do with his family. Family is important, no matter what the left says. Now he is back. Starting on the 19th of September, Vincent Brown is back with Black by Color Only at 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Saturdays with the show that you all loved. Vincent has a special way to let you know just what is going on and why it is good or bad. That's Black by Color Only on CNM, where America always wins. Conservative Nation Media is growing, and what better way to grow than to bring our own Uncle Bing Fisher back with his great show, American by Design. Uncle Bing Fisher brings his engineer's insight and his love of America back to CNM with American by Design, Sunday evenings at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central Time on conservativenationmedia.com. So stay with Conservative Nation Media, working to get ourselves back to 7 days a week, where now we have the weekends filled, ending with one of the oldest shows on CNM, with Bing's mellow voice giving you the wisdom that America is craving today. That's American by Design on Conservative Nation Media, where America always wins.
Okay, we are back. One of the things that I've been looking at here is all these people who have suddenly died after they've gotten the COVID shots. And I found a thing on Facebook the other day that really hit home on what has been going on. And the person who wrote this said that brought up the point that there is a reason why it usually takes 15 to 20 years to test a vaccine. And I'm going to Facebook now to see if I can find that. But there were all kinds of things that I found this last week that were just absolutely amazing to see. Here it is. And it says, serious question for the parents of 5 to 11-year-olds who are getting their kids the jab. And it's from Albright Warrior Mom. And it says, what if it does affect fertility? Are you ready for that conversation with your kids 15 years from now when they ask you why they can't have kids? And then down at the bottom, it says there's a reason trials take 10 to 15 years. Absolutely. But we have the problems now that the Democrats don't think this is true. It's absolutely true. But one of the things that I did find this weekend was a statement that was made 63 years ago by President Dwight D. Eisenhower in a speech that he made on March 6, 1956, when he essentially described the Democratic Party in this statement that was made 63 years ago. He said, quote, if a political party does not have its foundation in the determination to advance a cause that is right and that is moral, then it is not a political party. It is merely a conspiracy to seize power. Amen to that one. And that's all we have today is a group of people on the left who have made it their job to seize power from the people and from anybody in government that does not believe in the same things that they do. They are stealing everything away from the people, and it doesn't matter if they don't use the truth or not. So I even found a thing with a cartoon strip that said it absolutely perfectly, with Charlie Brown saying, these days a Democrat is a man who believes he's a woman, dressed up as a giant vagina, screaming that Trump is not normal. These are all things, folks, that we have to really look at. We have to really watch what is going on, and we have to really start knowing what the Democrat Party is all about, because they're all about destroying America. All about destroying America. And that's where this whole thing is going, folks. That's where it's all going. The View, I never watch them, but I keep hearing things about them. And this last week, Dan Bongino said, my body is mine. It was given to me by God. It was not and is not a ward of the state. I will determine what goes in it. How can you refute that? Even if you are an atheist, you most likely think your body is yours. Unless, of course, you don't are totally lazy and you want the government to do everything for you. But we absolutely have to start doing everything we can to save this nation. Because if we don't, this nation is done. And we have to also look back on this whole thing. Remember back when Obama was trying to push Obamacare on us and Nancy Pelosi said, we need to pass it to see what's in it? Folks, that in itself, if you think about it the way that my mind goes, that's the definition of a stool sample. The government does not have the right to force all of this stuff on us. And I don't care what state you live in, the government does not have the right or the authority to push all this on us. And until the American people start to rise up and figure out for themselves that America is for the free and the government is not supposed to be this great big huge entity that rules our lives. It's not. It's supposed to be this entity that protects our borders and protects, well, essentially protecting our borders is one of the few jobs it really has. If you look at it, their jobs are not healthcare, never has been, but Obama made it so. Their jobs have never been keeping borders open, but Obama has started that one, and it continues with Biden and Grisham and Newsom. Thankfully, there's somebody down here in Texas that is doing something about it. And here in New Mexico, we have one lone Republican senator, and she's trying to push a bill to use New Mexican funds to build a wall on the New Mexico part of that border. I seriously doubt if it'll happen, but it's good to know that there's at least one person in this state who's thinking. The idea that we must, you know, and what I'm trying to find right now is I saw an article, and I can't exactly remember where I saw it. Bring it, boy says, I think part of saving the country means changing the narrative from we have a responsibility to society to autonomy, individuals responsible for themselves. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. We need to be responsible for ourselves. We need to hold the government responsible. We need to hold the government accountable. But nobody's doing that because it takes too much backbone, I guess. And the people that are saying stuff about it, like me, I get maybe 20, 30 people listening to this show, and that isn't many. Most of the people that listen to the show agree with me that Americans need to stand up. Americans need to start fighting for this country or we're going to lose it. The articles that I've been trying to find, and I'm for the life of me, I cannot find them right now. I'm looking in Breitbart. I'm looking in Western Journal. What is happening now, and I'm saying this off the top of my head, there's a whole bunch of Democrats right now who are essentially running scared. They're not going to fight for re-election. And right now the Republicans are aiming their stuff at these seats that the Democrats are essentially abandoning. And I'm not finding it. I have no idea where the heck I saw this. And I saw it 3 or 4 times today. And the only things I'm finding now is like this one one story in Western Journal about a man who was 71, was on his deathbed with COVID, and then ivermectin saved his life. And ivermectin is one of the drugs that get President Trump over COVID when he had it. And I know a lot of people are going to veterinary stores to get ivermectin. And there are some that are dying because they're not thinking about adjusting the dosage, I guess. But and the government seems to really push on this one. They're saying, oh, you can't do ivermectin because it's bad. Look at all the people who are dying for it. But look at all the people who have died because of what the government's been doing. And it's like bringing up, boy says, you are right about holding the government responsible. We have to. And he says, today I was working in Los Angeles County, which mandates mask wearing when entering businesses. I took a chance and did not wear one in. Guess what? No one said a thing to me. Awesome. Yeah. And, you know, and it's like when I go into a store, I'll wear a mask, you know, and what I wear is this face shield, which essentially is clear. I can see through it. It covers my face, but allows fresh air to come in. And if I'm in a store that says you have to wear a mask and I see one person in there without one in, I take it off. Now, my wife won't. She says that when she takes a mask off, somebody always comes up to her and says, you have to wear that mask. You've got to wear that mask. No, she doesn't. But she puts it on anyway. And when I don't wear a mask, it's funny because nobody ever says anything to me either. It's actually kind of awesome. But this guy, the story that I was talking about that was on his deathbed with COVID, he says, a man dying of COVID in Naperville, Illinois, hospital has recovered after a judge ordered him to be treated with ivermectin. So even the judges are starting to go against this left-wing thinking that ivermectin is going to kill people. No, it's not. But this, the idea that you have to wear a mask, you know, I can see in, 10 years at the most, I'm saying probably about 5 years, we're going to start seeing problems. People are going to start having health problems, and it's all going to stem back to these masks. And if it turns out that these masks have caused what is coming, and I know it's coming, the government's going to turn around and say, well, we didn't say you had to wear them. It was just a suggestion. Folks, they're saying you have to wear them. It's no suggestion. They are working on controlling your lives. And this last week, they came out with this new variant, which is nothing more. It's probably nothing more than a flu, as was probably the last variant. And each time they come out with a variant of COVID, it's going to be weaker, less deadly. But they're going to continue to come out with these variants. And the reason for it is conditioning. And we are allowing this to happen. We are allowing the government to condition us into wearing a mask, to doing the things that the government says that we must. You know, and they're even doing it with cars now. And there's a headline here in Western Journal that says, concerned about gas prices? Just buy an electric car. Really? When people are having so much trouble that they can't afford gas, how are they going to afford an electric car? Then, on top of that, if they do, how are they going to be able to afford the electric bill that's going to come with it? Because I'll tell you one thing. One of the things that's going to happen, people start buying electric cars. Where are they getting their electricity from? They're getting their electricity from coal-fired plants. What is the government trying to get rid of? Coal-fired plants. He says, I was prepared to leave if someone said I needed to wear a mask. Maybe if more people took a stance to reclaim their personal freedom, then more will follow and mandates will go away. And that's exactly what I've been saying this whole time. Stop complying. We have to stop complying. As long as we keep complying, the government's going to come up with a new one. And he goes on to say, he says, neat. Goes to show just how out of touch the government is when they make stupid suggestions like buy an electric car. Yeah, exactly. And that's the transportation secretary, Buttigieg or whatever the hell his name is, a stupid idiot. But there's even another one here. It says, Biden says, he's not at all worried after Dow has worst day of the year and Americans panic. Of course he's not at all worried. He's got himself a cushy job right now that's going to pay him for the rest of his freaking life. And that's got to be changed too. If you do a good job as president, sure, pay you for the rest of your life. But if you try to destroy this nation, no. As soon as you leave office, that pay ends. He says, this was the first time I tried the no mask thing and it felt good. Yeah, it's like when I was in Walmart today, one of the things I did, I saw this guy, he was not wearing a mask, and I says, wow, it's nice to see your face. And he says, yeah, nice to see yours too. But, you know, we're going to have, it's like I've talked about, all these problems that we're going to have because of these masks. Another problem that nobody's even thinking about right at the moment is children. How do children learn how to talk? Now, a lot of people will sit there and say, well, they learn from people talking. Well, they also learn from watching the lips to see how to form these words. Well, when the person's got a mask on, they can't see this. What's that going to do to children growing up today? But that's something that I say all the time when I go into a store, if I see somebody else without a mask, I say, it's nice to see your face. And I always get a positive reaction from that one, but it is. It's nice to see your face. It's nice to see that there's somebody else other than me who's doesn't believe all this bullshit that the government is handing us. And watching facial expressions too. That was another one. Children learn by these things, folks. And these states like New Mexico that constantly tells you, you have to wear a mask. And then on top of that, they're vaccinating children 5 to 11 years old. Why? At 5 to 11 years old, folks, children are pretty much immune to this stupid thing unless they got a health problem. If they're healthy, there is no freaking reason to vaccinate a child. If you're healthy, there is no reason to vaccinate you. If you're healthy, your immune system is working. And that's where the government is going completely off the rails and wrong on this. They're saying that your immune system doesn't work. Yes, it does. I've got thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of years worth of proof that your immune system works. Because if it didn't, we wouldn't be around now. If our immune system didn't work, we wouldn't be in existence on this earth anymore. But I'm watching all of this going on, especially here in New Mexico, because, like I said, everybody gets their news from the Albuquerque Journal, which is nothing more than the New York Slimes light. And they won't tell the truth if their lives depended on it. But that's all the people here in New Mexico get to read unless they're halfway smart and they start looking for places. I found several. The Pinion Post, which is one that I talk about all the time. The Conservative New Mexican is another one. They're out there. You just have to look for them. But people don't do that. They just sit there and they'll subscribe to the Albuquerque Journal. And when the paper comes in, they see these headlines that say, the governor says you must mask up, so they do. Or the governor says you must mask up in your house or you'll catch COVID, so they do. And this is insane. This is completely insane. And the day that the American people start to wake up, start to fly a little bit in the correct direction, we will right this ship. And that's what it's going to take. We have to be able to tell the government no. We have to be able to tell the government, you don't know what the hell you're talking about. You say you're following science? Show me the science. You say that you're following the doctors and what they're saying? Show me the doctors. And of course, they'll come up with Dr. Fauci, who doesn't know what the hell he's talking about anyway. And you can get almost every doctor who really knows what the hell they're talking about will go against that guy in everything he says. Is there a number of, I can't read what you put there. A number OGFILLLEGRLD. I don't know. Oh, sorry, illegals in the state. Yes, they are all over the place here because our governor is bringing them in. Even though the state is saying, no, we don't want them here. She's bringing them in. I think that's the main reason why Yvette Harrell, the one lone Republican here in New Mexico in the Senate, is trying to push that bill to get New Mexico to pay for and build the border wall in New Mexico's section. And that wouldn't take much. I mean, New Mexico doesn't have a very big section on the border there. Very little, as a matter of fact. Not like Texas. And Texas is going great guns on that one. They're building their border wall and having all kinds of fun doing it, I guess. They got Biden pushing back on them, saying, no, you can't do that. But he's doing it anyway. And he's actually got, I think, about six states now helping him pay for that. Arizona is one of them is helping. Florida is one. Oklahoma is one. But most of the people, especially down in southern New Mexico, where New Mexico is red, they're telling the governor, no, we don't want them here. They're destroying our land. But she's bringing them in anyway. Albuquerque is got a lot of them here. We have tent cities that are lining the freeways. And the police this last week started clearing them out, finally, which is something I was beginning to wonder if I'd ever see in this town. And it's really sad because this town used to be the fastest growing city in the United States. It's no longer that anymore. And it's no longer that because of our governor. Hopefully she will not be reelected. And it's not that anymore because of our mayor, who was just reelected. Now we're having a special election on December 7th, which I'm going to be manning the polls again, where we've got two Republicans running for city council. And if these two Republicans win, then the Republicans, for the first time in a long time or even ever, where the city council will have a majority of Republicans. I don't think that's ever happened here. But it would be nice to have happen. Because both of these ladies that are running right now have lived here for years. One of them has lived here for 43 years and has had her own business for 32 of those years. The land of enchantment is actually the land of entrapment. That's what conservative Republican calls it, the land of entrapment. And it's been a while since we've had a glitter. But it's saying that I've now got about 90 seconds left of the show, so I am trying to get it set up so that next week I will have a two-hour show, but I'm not promising anything. I'm hoping that I will. When it comes to the 24th and the 31st, I probably will not have a show because I'll probably be in Indiana again. I don't want to go. My wife wants to go, so that's probably neither here or there. I guess she's the boss of the house, I suppose. But thank you, Bringing It Boy, for being here. And I will be back next week. And God bless you all. God bless America. And God bless our troops. And stay safe, folks. You all.